May the Lord help us to commence this evening with hymn 590, omitting verses 3 and 4. Now for a song of praise to our Redeemer God, whose glorious works and ways proclaim his love abroad. Ye prodigals, lift up your voice, and let us all in him rejoice. 590, omitting verses 3 and 4.
Thank you. Let us read from God's word. Firstly, Psalm 65, and also reading the first chapter in Ephesians. The Psalm number 65. Praise waiteth for thee, O God in Zion, and unto thee shall the vow be performed. O thou that hearest prayer, unto thee shall all flesh come. Iniquities prevail against me. As for their transgressions, thou shalt purge them away. Blessed is the man whom thou choosest, and causest to approach unto thee, that he may dwell in thy courts. We shall be satisfied with the goodness of thy house, even of thy holy temple. By terrible things in righteousness wilt thou answer us, O God of our salvation, who art the confidence of all the ends of the earth, and of them that are afar off upon the seas, which by his strength setteth fast the mountains, being girded with power, which stilleth the noise of the seas, the noise of their waves, and the tumult of the people. They also that dwell in the uttermost parts are afraid at thy tokens. Thou makest the outgoings of the morning and evening to rejoice. Thou visitest the earth and waterest it. Thou greatly enrichest it with the river of God, which is full of water. Thou preparest them corn when thou hast so provided for it. Thou waterest the ridges thereof abundantly. Thou settlest the furrows thereof. Thou makest it soft with showers. Thou blessest the springing thereof. Thou crownest the year with thy goodness, and thy paths drop fatness. They drop upon the pastures of the wilderness, and the little hills rejoice on every side. The pastures are clothed with flocks. The valleys also are covered over with corn. They shout for joy. They also sing. Let us also read, friends, in Paul's epistle to the Ephesians, chapter 1. Ephesians, chapter 1. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, to the saints which are at Ephesus, and to the faithful in Christ Jesus. Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in the beloved, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace, wherein he hath abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known unto us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure which he hath purposed in himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of times he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will, that we should be to the praise of his glory, who first trusted in Christ, in whom also in whom ye also trusted after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that ye believed ye were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession unto the praise of his glory. Wherefore I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and love unto all the saints, cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling, and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us ward who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ, when he raised him from the dead, and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power, and might and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come, and hath put all things under his feet, and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. May the Lord bless his holy word to us, and may help us in prayer. O Lord God Almighty, who knoweth we are in great need to seek thee once more, Lord, it is the time for prayer in this service, Lord, according to the practice of our friends here. And, Lord, thou knowest there we each are personally, what need we're in. And, oh, if one may speak, Lord, feeling his great need, oh, Lord, we would pray together for all what we need. We need thee to come, Lord, to come and favour us here. Thou knowest how we've been singing those wonderful things of thy sovereign grace, and how thou didst deal with the prodigal, and according to thy wonderful parables, Lord. But Lord, in the reality of it, in the many experiences that we know, there has been the witness of down the ages of time, where thou hast worked by thy sovereign power in bringing sinners to Christ. Oh Lord, thou knowest how we consider, as in that theme, a poor sinner coming to God his Father. And as we were considering this morning, oh Lord, that wonderful way to the Father, the poor sinners come pleading the precious name of Jesus. Oh Lord, thou knowest all these things, the vital importance of them in our experiences. Lord, we pray for help now tonight to go on to consider, especially, Lord, the wonders of redeeming love. Oh, we pray, Lord, grant this night that we may feel Christ within the doors, will have everlasting love displays the choicest of her stores. Lord, do come for this, we beg, and seal the blessing to each case, Lord. Oh, we would be aware and come in prayer, in love and desire for each one. Lord, that there was sealed a blessing to each case. We would bear up before thee each one, praying one for another. Lord, we are of a varied company, Lord, of different ages. And Lord, there are the very young and there are the other young ones going on, growing up and going out into life. And Lord, young people and younger friends and Lord, those also in the midst of the battle of life. Oh Lord, some may be brought to feel they're in tribulation's thorny maze. Oh, the cases are various, Lord. But thou knowest each one. And oh, we would pray too for aged friends and also remembering those not able to be with us. And as we've come to know today, Lord, one dear friend in hospital having been there for some weeks. Go to him, Lord, and be very near him and bless him, Lord, with thy sacred presence. Thou knowest the regular attendance on the means of grace, the witness, and a loved one taken home some years back. Lord, we have this sweet memory. And Lord, we pray thus for each of the family, affected as they must be in these things. Give them all needed grace and help. And if it can please thee, Lord, that our friend may return home, if it be thy holy will. But Lord, thou knowest all the situation. May each of the dear family be able to cast their burden upon thee, the Lord. And oh, as we think of others, Lord, in family connection, Lord, thou knowest those away according to their concern and planning of their Lord's days, where those going together, meeting one another's causes alternately week by week. Lord, we would remember all who we know and think of, Lord, at this time and pray for them, that thou mayest favour them there where they are. We think of a dear couple, Lord, of dear ones brought together who will be among the friends at Attleborough. Oh, we pray for them, Lord. And Lord, as we think of them gathering there this night, as we have well known the favour of being there amongst them. And Lord, oh, we pray yet, Lord, as we gather in thy name in the causes of truth, that we're so blessed the ministry of thy word, and that there may be signs following the preaching of the word. Thy favour so known and felt, Lord, by thy dear people. Oh, the favour, Lord, of the special grant of God, of thy divine favour. The love of God, the love of Christ, oh, that love that passes knowledge, known, Lord, and proved, and felt. Lord, do so bless souls. We pray, Lord, for those that may be still in nature's darkness, that thou wouldst quicken dead sinners into life, Lord, according to thy will. Let thy work appear, Lord, in this vital, wonderful way. According to thy covenant love, manifest thine own, Lord. Oh, may there be the witness of those brought forth from the womb of the covenant, manifest by thy quickening them and calling them. Lord, we do pray, Lord, that we may be witnesses of these things, of thy favour working in precious souls. Let thy work appear, Lord, unto thy servants, and thy glory unto their children. We do remember and pray for each of thy dear servants, Lord, especially remembering those recently sent into the solemn work of the ministry, especially thinking and remembering a friend up in the north where we were last Lord's Day, our dear friend Timothy Parrish. May he be favoured to be acceptable unto the brethren, Lord. And oh, if it could please thee to bless him, as it is set forth regarding Asher. Let Asher be blessed with children. Let him dip his foot in oil and be acceptable to the brethren. And also, Lord, for thy servants, as we know it is and will be much needed, oh, that they might know that favour, the further favour, and thy shoes shall be iron and brass, and as thy days, so shall thy strength be. How we do prove this, Lord. Oh, thou hast been so exceedingly kind and faithful to thy promise. Many of thy servants will acknowledge it. We desire to acknowledge it. Oh, how we prove, Lord, as our days, as thy days there was said, so shall thy strength be. Oh, thou knowest how it is, as was given to Paul the Apostle, my strength is made perfect in weakness. And oh, that we might each have that acknowledgement, Lord, and that desire. Most gladly, therefore, will I bear mine infirmities, that the Spirit of Christ might rest upon me. So wonderfully help and exercise and lead and further teach thy dear servants. We are all still learners yet. And Lord, that we may be so well taught of thee, thy love may so be felt, Lord. Oh, we may be melted under the love of God, the love of Christ, Lord. Oh, Lord, and help us to love and show the proof of our love. Oh, we pray we might be kept in obedience, kept in willingness to spend and be spent in thy holy name. And, Lord, thou would bless each one of thy servants in these important ways. And, Lord, we specially remember thy servants who are afflicted. Lord, remembering our dear friend, Mr. Broom. Oh, thou knowest all regarding him and how he is at this time. Oh, Lord, we do have that favour of feeling such love to him. Lord, as we were greeted by him on a recent occasion and favour to come together and feel such love and union, and with his dear wife too. Lord, thou knowest we do specially remember our dear friend. And Lord, as the friends here will delight to know, he has a willingness and a desire to yet come again to them here. Lord, how he expressed it filled us, Lord, with a sweet feeling of joy. Lord, and oh, if it be thy will, it may be so. Oh, Lord, bless him. Oh, bless the means for his good. Watch over him in the delicate time of attention that is needed or may already be administered. Lord, thou knowest. We commend to thee our dear friend and brother. Oh, Lord, thou knowest our love to him. And, Lord, his love we trust we prove mutual. Lord, we pray, so be with our dear friend and each of thy servants, as we recently had the favour of some close communion conversation with our dear friend, Mr. Wallace. Oh, we pray especially for him, who knoweth his anxious concern as to do right according to thy will. And Lord, thou knowest how there was weakened his strength in the way. And oh Lord, in love and faithfulness, he does still yet desire to serve thee. And thou wilt enable him, as it may be possible so, to be so. But Lord, a little cause a pressword lays heavy on his heart, and especially his concern for the cemetery there. Oh, where there is the blessed dust of those, Lord, that shall rise to life eternal. Lord, we do pray, Lord, that we'll make all the needed way, and Lord, that everything may be done according to thy will. Be with our friend, Lord. And Lord, as we also remember our friend Mr. Dawson, as, Lord, we know, and through connection with his brother, we know, Lord, is a very low state, Lord. Thou knowest thy will concerning him. And so, Lord, also we remember thy servants who are in through old age and infirmity not able to minister near. Be very near them, Lord, and wonderfully bless them and comfort them, Lord. May they know thy wonderful love and comfort and compassion still, as they have been so helped and enabled to preach these holy things so many years on the walls of Zion. We remember, Lord, each little hill of Zion. Oh, may thy people know as they gather tonight thy wonderful presence. And Lord, all thy servants that may still be called to be on the walls of Zion tonight, where it is the third service, give strength sufficient, Lord. Oh, we have to come with acknowledgement often so, often repeatedly so, as we come to thy house to preach in thy holy name. Oh, the great questions with us continually, who is sufficient for these things? But Lord, oh, we pray we might know, as thy servant did in the word, where sufficiency is of thee. Oh Lord, we pray. Oh, we beg that we may know and prove it yet, and that we may be yet favoured to be witnesses of signs following the preaching of the word. Oh, that there might be that increase, the building of thy church, sinners constrained by thy love to follow thee, to put thee on by an open profession. Oh, they might enter into the blessed privileges that thou hast appointed for them. Lord, oh, thou knowest, we long to see Zion's offspring come. The one occasion here when we were called to be present at the church meeting of our friends who came forward, our dear friend and sister and our dear friend Benji here. Oh, Lord, we pray that there may yet be times such that thy people come into town, the sinners round, what a dear Saviour they have found. And Lord, may it be as it was then. May it yet still be and wonderfully be proved in this way that there is an expectation among the little church for these of thy dear children to come and testify to thy glory what thou hast done for their souls. So let thy work appear, dear Lord, so bless souls, and so may we really truly render praise. Thou knowest the hymn we've sung, hymn of praise in the full entirety of it, the wonders of it, Lord, the wonders of grace. And Lord, as in the psalm, Lord, we do believe, praise waiteth for thee, O God in Zion, and unto thee shall the vow be performed. Oh, the friends may wonder, Lord, why we were led to read that short portion in Leviticus this morning, especially relating to the sins, the sin offering for the congregation, the whole congregation. Lord, may we each examine ourselves. May we especially be concerned over those two kinds of sins that we so much are troubled with. Sins of commission and sins of omission. And all what comes under the heading of those, so many, many, many sins. But, oh Lord, we do pray, we might know, have the seal of the Spirit, that wonderful promise we've read of, we may know they're all put away, blotted out by the blood of Christ. So, Lord, lead us more and more into these things this night. Oh, do bless souls and get to thy self honour and glory. We ask for Jesus Christ's sake. Amen.
Yeah. Hymn 566. Ye famishing, naked and poor, distressed, tormented, forlorn, in Christ is a suitable store for all that unto him will come. His bread and the bread of life too, well suited the hungry to fill, nor one that unto him shall go, but what will approve the bread well. 566.
Thank you.
as the Lord may help me, friends, I would direct you this evening to some words you'll find in the chapter in Ephesians that we've read this evening. Friends, who most of you with us this morning, you may have thought we would be going again to 1 Peter chapter 1. Well, in these passages, friends, they are full of Christ, full of honour and glory to God Jehovah, to Christ, and to matchless grace these dear apostles wrote in praise, honour and glory. And so I would read tonight that we might consider together tonight, from verse 12 onwards a little, that we should be to the praise of his glory who first trusted in Christ, in whom ye also trusted after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that ye believed, ye were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession and to the praise of his glory. That we should be to the praise, that we should be to the praise of his glory who first trusted in Christ. I'm sure, I feel very sure and settled that God has burned it in my heart and in my very soul that he who first trusted in Christ is, of course, God the Father. We know the Holy Three were equally concerned. Father, Son, and Holy Ghost to save. We hope our souls are all concerned. And as we were considering this morning, approaching the Lord, approaching God the Father. If we call on the Father, who without respect of persons judgeth according to every man's work, pass the time of your sojourning here in fear. And then that great, wondrous subject, the great favour of it, where we know it, as by grace we're brought to know it. Ye are not redeemed with corruptible things, as silver and gold from your vain conversation, received by tradition from the elders, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. Well, the same holy, sacred favour, the sacrifice of Christ, the truth concerning it, so blessed for God's people, so wondrous, O wondrous love, to bleed and die, to bear the curse and shame, that guilty sinners such as I may plead his gracious name. And as we have here right from the beginning of this epistle, the dear Apostle Paul acknowledging the Lord Jesus Christ and all what he has done, how he suffered, bled and died and risen triumphant o'er the grave, and how this was according to the will of God, and God is well pleased, as we read from the fifth verse, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in the beloved, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. Friends, do you and I humbly hope, and do we, are we seeking to know, are we seeking for the assurance that we may be able to say, we have, I have, redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins. This is what we need more than anything in our lives, to know that we have an interest in the Saviour's blood, our pardon signed and peace with God. Now, is this the greatest part of your exercise and mine it will be bound up to in the exercise to know, to have the seal of the Spirit, to so to be favoured to know and be assured of the love of God, that God loves us. God the Father loves us, and he's given his dear Son for us, and that we may be able to say we have, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins. Is this how you were brought under the teaching of the Spirit to have such a need, such a feeling sense of need before God for this holy favour of God's stupendous gift to poor dying sinners, that the Lord Jesus Christ came, the Father gave his dear Son, and oh, in the great amazing way of God's will and purposes, oh, how God poured upon his own dear Son all his holy penal wrath to punish his dear Son in the room place instead of his people. And thus, that we thus can believe what the Apostle says in the 6th chapter, to the praise of the glory of his grace wherein he hath made us accepted in the Beloved. Oh, how important this is, friends. Oh, how each of us need to know this, that we are accepted of God Jehovah in God's beloved Son, accepted of the Father, but more particularly God, one God. Oh, that God accepts us because the dear Son of God has suffered in our place. He has bled and died in our place. He has made atonement for our sins. You will be, as we considered a lot this morning, brought much to know conviction of sin. Your sin and guilt will be made such a real solemn thing to you. But oh, as the Lord brings you to know it, to solemnly know it under the condemnation of the Holy Spirit condemning us under the law of God. Oh, then to be so exercised by the Spirit to flee for refuge, to lay hold of the hope in the gospel, which is Christ and him crucified. You know, when Paul writes in another letter, he says, we preach Christ crucified, and to the Jews a stumbling block, and to the Greek, but unto you that believe, Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God. And oh, are we brought by grace to be among those that believe? Oh, that feel the need to believe, and God gives us to know the blessed favour, God-given faith that lays hold of the hope in the gospel. And so we are among those favoured to be made to be favoured to be among those that believe to the saving of their soul. Are these things the vital reality of your very soul's need? If you're being taught of the Spirit, I believe they will be. If God loves you and is working in you, I believe these will be the vital things that you need to seek to know. To seek to know and taste redeeming love. For there's no other way, friends. There's none other name given among men whereby we must be saved. It's Jesus only. It's what the Son of God has done in sacrificing himself, shedding his blood. And oh, friends, here we sing that the Lord Jesus Christ has not shed his blood in vain. But you know, to just sing that and acknowledge that in a nominal way is not enough. We need to know it was for me. We need that seal. What we have in these words, that ye were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. Oh, the apostle knew so well that this is what the people needed. This alone would do them good. This would alone grant them to be in the favour of safety in Christ. They need to know this. They need the seal of the Spirit. And so, friends, the whole purpose of God, the will of God, is that we should be to the praise of the glory, the praise of his glory who first trusted in Christ. Do you feel you're in the secret of that? Do you have hope you're in the secret of it? For Paul here, speaking in love and faithfulness in this letter to the Ephesians, he is directly brought to acknowledge here these dear people, and this is the favour they are in, that we, joining with them, he says that we should be to the praise of his glory who first trusted in Christ. And that is, I believe, God our Father. We mentioned this morning in another way. The favour of being favoured to be able to feel the need to plead with God. Oh, God, my Father, blissful name, oh, may I call thee mine. May I with sweet assurance claim a portion so divine. Now, those lines are as a question, aren't they? And so as we would consider it in that way, are they a question in you? Is it full of the desire of your heart, oh, may I call thee mine? To look toward and seek access to, as we consider this morning, God our Father, oh, may I call thee mine. I believe there the graces of the Spirit are in exercise. It's a witness of that. You see, a child of God does not want to presume. Oh, a child of God goes to God the Father, not presuming that the Father will accept them, but they want it sealed, they want to know. And put in a humble way, with some measure of expectation, but especially a longing desire to know, oh, may I call thee mine. May I with sweet assurance claim a portion so divine. Well, friends, if we are favoured to gain access to God the Father as we plead the precious name of Jesus, I believe the dear Holy Spirit is drawing us near, drawing us nigh to God, nigh to God the Father. We read on in Ephesians those wonderful words of wonderful favour that the apostle felt he could write in that way to the Ephesians, ye who sometimes were far off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. So friends, this need felt, this desire, this prayerful desire and exercise, oh may I call thee mine, God my Father, oh, my Father, blissful name. May I call thee mine, and all what is accompanying it in desire and need of thy poor soul, that you need to know that you're in the favour of the secret of the Father's stupendous gift of his dear Son. Thanks be to God for his unspeakable gift. And oh, to know and to feel and be assured of your interest in all what Christ has done. This is such a reality of need a child of God will be brought into. And when they're in it, well, they are under grace and they're in the favour of God. And they are being brought nigh, like we read in the following chapter. And oh, what is it that they plead? They plead the blood that did for sin atone. This is our only plea. We plead the blood that did for sin atone. God's holy wisdom and teaching so brings us to know that this is what is so vital in a real need for our soul's good. We need to plead the blood that did for sin atone. And you know, I believe that as we, if we are rightly led to consider this verse, these verses, that we should be to the praise. To the praise of his glory who first trusted in Christ, in whom also ye trusted, after ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that ye believed, ye were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. Oh, the favour, the promise, the seal of it, that the child of God will be accepted in the Beloved. Accepted now, brought into the understanding of it, the favour of it, the blessing of it now, and at the day of judgment. Oh, when we're brought there to be accepted then. Oh, to know and have a token of it here. A token of God's special love. And to seek more for the assurance of it. And to so be blessed, to be prepared. To live believing. Having the blessed possession of this seal, of this blessed seal of promise. You were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. The Holy Spirit's witness. The Holy Spirit bears witness with their spirit that we are the children of God, and if children, then heirs, joint heirs with Christ. This is what we each need, friends. And friends, let us consider then carefully. For if we have brought it faithfully before you and in love, I believe you will be considering how you personally stand and how I stand. And favoured, if we are favoured in some blessed measure, and God has granted us that grace in exercise of faith with hope and love, and that we are raised to such a hope, our hope built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness, then I believe we will be exercised to be to the praise of the glory, to the praise of his glory, who first trusted in Christ, and to know and especially be melted in gratitude under the favour of God our Father, that he's given his dear Son for us, to come to the earth to suffer, bleed and die in our room, place and stead. Friends, do you believe it? Or is it like this, you want to believe it? You want to know it? Has it so been worked in you by the Holy Spirit that you know this is the all-important matter, the all-important need you have? Oh, to know that the Lord loves you and that the Lord has come for you and suffered in your stead. You think of it, here we sing, for man, a miracle of grace for man, the Saviour bled. This is the greatest, most important matter for your soul's eternal good, to be concerned to seek it. Oh, seek ye my face, the Saviour cries. And oh, that is what is worked in each one of God's children by the operation of the Spirit. And the great favour of it, the height and depth and length and breadth, and to know the love of Christ which passeth knowledge, it's under the favour of the operation of the Holy Spirit. And it's the Holy Spirit that seals with that Holy Spirit of promise. Oh, this is what you want. Oh, what a favour it is. I trust we know that this favour is so precious, so high, so wonderful. And this is what poor sinners need, that they might be secure, safe, saved in the Lord with an everlasting salvation, to know it. To know my Jesus crucified by far excels all things beside, and to be sealed with his Spirit of promise, Holy Spirit of promise. And everything, friends, it encompasses everything, this does. It does. For it's as we have in in God's purpose, acknowledge that we should be to the praise of his glory who first trusted in Christ. You know, it would be wrong for us to just think of how God the Father first trusted in Christ and not to be concerned, to be acknowledging that, you know, God the Father is ever well pleased with what his dear Son has done. The dear Son of God, he said, I do always the things which please my Father. And the record in the Word of those times of the voice from heaven, the voice from the excellent glory, this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. So we would want to be concerned ever to acknowledge the Father's ever well pleased with all his dear Son has done. And so, friends, for our full salvation, for our sure salvation, for our eternal safety, we need the Holy Spirit of promise. We need that seal, friends. Paul says, ye were sealed. What a witness he has of these people so favoured. Ye were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. There are some of us who can acknowledge we were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. There are some of you who greatly desire it and long for it and seek for it. And what is very troubling to you, some of you, is when you are fairly guilty of neglectfulness of God's great salvation. And though you know in your heart of hearts that you need this seal, to be sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise, yet you are so concerned when you are coming so short in neglectfulness and in a way perhaps of slothfulness, and you have to cry out to the Lord for mercy again. You have to cry out to the Lord for help. Hold down me up, Lord. Lord, save or I perish. But oh, does it not come back to this vital important need that you're in? You need to be sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. Oh, how much, how important it is. Look how the word continues, which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession unto the praise of his glory. Oh, this favour, earnest of the inheritance. What is an earnest? It's a favour given and held, and it's got prospect in it, hope and prospect that we shall be favoured and taken home at last through him that loved us and gave himself for us. So we live with that prospect, with that hope, good hope through grace. But oh, what we need is to have it surely sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. Oh, promise, the exceeding great and precious promises. Oh, I think particularly as some of the particular words God has included in his word, which he sometimes in his will and purposes seals to his people. They are exceeding great and precious promises sealed to God's people, such as, yea, I have loved thee with an everlasting love, therefore with loving kindness have I drawn thee. Now that's not particularly a seal of promise, but it's a seal of assurance. And the child of God is safe. Oh, the word that we read in the days of Moses, how that the Lord spoke, didn't he? The eternal God is thy refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms. And although they're not particular words of promise in them, in the full degree of promise, and yet there's the assurance, there's the certainty, there's the safety that is so set forth in those words of God speaking, sealing to his people, his word, his will, his love. Underneath are the everlasting arms. And oh, the wonderful promises to be blessed, to know that all the precious promises are to us, and Poor Agur, the holy, that holy spirit of promise. It must be and has in it and with it the vital ingredient of a vital living faith. Living faith in Christ, faith in God. The special gift of God, the way God favours sinners in a full measure of his favour is it gives them such a degree of faith that they can verily believe. They lay hold of the hope in the gospel then by living faith, and the Holy Spirit seals it, seals the love of God, seals with blood divine the child of God. They are safe then. They are saved. They are saved. Friends, that we should be to the praise of the glory of his glory who first trusted in Christ. If God has done some of these things for us and in any measure favoured us, raised us to faith, to believe in God, to believe in Christ and to trust in God, believing in God's divine atonement, oh, having that favour to receive it, like Paul says, as he writes to the Romans, we have received the atonement. You know, if we know these things, we are to be to the praise of his glory, who first trusted in Christ. Now, how are we? How are we in this respect? How are we living? I have so much to personally confess of my shortcomings, and it searches me to consider this, to question this. How are we living? I would ever include myself in these solemn questions. How are you living? How am I living? How are we living? Our lives now. If we are brought to be favoured to hope in Christ, favoured to know that if ever my poor soul be saved, his Christ must be the way, and be raised to some measure of hope. And God may have given us an exceeding great and precious promise. Oh, he's promised good for thee. Oh, if he has, friends, are we neglecting to acknowledge, to show it forth, to not be ashamed of Jesus, that dear friend, on whom our hopes of heaven depend? For the apostle says that we should be to the praise of his glory, that we should be. You know, friends, you that were here this morning, most of you, you know how we spoke to you concerning the way we have been a number of times exercised in the first chapter of Peter's first epistle. Oh, what wonderful sacred words and language it is, and wonderful blessings and favours there that dear Peter was able to testify of. And now he was concerned and writing to the strangers scattered throughout Pontius and Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia and Bithynia, those elect according to the foreknowledge of God. And all that favour they were blessed to be in, through sanctification of the Spirit unto obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ. Oh, friends, oh, is it our hope that we know that favour that Peter was so right enough to be so blessed and favoured? Favoured to know that sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ. We read, didn't we, concerning the sacrifice. But we read that portion this morning relating to the sins of the congregation. I do not want to be in the wrong way left to speak to you, pointing finger at sins of any one of us. But friends, may we lay to heart. May we lay to heart where we are, what we're like, how we are before God, what God thinks of us, especially when he leads us to know and favours us to know the great things he has done for us, what great things he has done for our soul. You know how when the Lord So cast the devils out of the mad Gadarene. What did he say then? The Gadarene, he wanted to continue with Jesus, but the Lord, his will was that he should go home and tell his friends what great things the Lord had done for them. Oh, how do we stand in this? Has God blessed us, favoured us? Has he favoured a young soul or older friend? So blessed you, and you have hope that the Saviour bled his, the Saviour shed his blood for you, died that you might live. But how is it with you? How does it find you at this time? The words of the apostle that we should be to the praise of his glory, who first trusted in Christ, remembering the Father gave his Son, but remembering too the Holy Father, he poured all his penal wrath on his Son to punish his dear Son in his dear people's room, place and stead, so that they could be favoured to know salvation by divine substitution, that Jesus suffered the wrath of God for us, suffered, bled and died in our room, place and stead. His sacrifice, his sufferings, oh, the favour of being led into meditation upon Christ, of all what he has done, how willing was Jesus to die, that we poor sinners might live, the life they could not take away, how willing was Jesus to give. Friends, if we're led, if we're given, blessed to have some blessed hope that our Lord has so suffered for us. Oh, how we should lay to heart these words of the apostle here, that we should be to the praise of his glory, who first trusted in Christ. The glory of God the Father. Now, you know, there's a sweet theme that comes to me very often. When the Son is honoured, the Father's honoured too. And it wouldn't be wrong to say it the other way round. When the Father's honoured, the Son is honoured. Because the Father loved the Son, gave himself for his people. Oh, this perfect way, the perfect will of God, the fulfilled purposes of God through the sufferings of Christ, the death of Christ, the glorious resurrection of Christ. Oh, the wonderful full salvation brought in. Full salvation, one said, is in it. In it for poor sinners who need salvation, who plead the blood of Christ, who plead what he has done. The Father accepts them in his beloved Son. This is the favour God's people know, blessed, favoured by the Spirit's teaching, leading them into all truth, teaching them, blessing them. Oh, they are favoured. They feast on love divine. Oh, friends, what can we say, and what should be our exercise in the Church of God? Oh, to pay our vows. In the psalm, we read, I will pay my vows unto the Lord. Now in the presence of all his people, in the courts of the Lord's house, in the midst of thee, O Jerusalem, praise ye the Lord. Yes, God requires it, you see. He requires us to be obedient children. Oh, to be obedient, to be concerned to live to his praise. That we should be. That we should be. And of course, Paul includes himself. He includes himself, but he's very clear to also include many of these people, these characters. He's brought to know them and have faith to believe in them, that the Lord loves them, and they are the Lord's children, children of God and joint heirs with Christ. You know, how he begins here, similar to what Peter begins in his epistle. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us, the little word us, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, according as he hath chosen us before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. God's will, God's wonderful will, for his people, what he alone could do for them, to save them from sin and death and hell, to prepare them for heaven. Oh, that we might be, that we should be, to the praise of his glory who first trusted in Christ. Oh, that might be ever our exercise to acknowledge and to be blessed to be in union with the Lamb, from condemnation free, the saints from everlasting were and shall forever be, in covenant from of old, the sons of God they were, the feeblest lamb in Jesus' fold, was blessed in Jesus there. You might feel to be like a feeble lamb, but you know the Lord, he loves the lambs as well as the sheep. They are all dear to him, bought with a price. Oh, the great favour of it. Oh, that we might consider it very closely, with reverence and godly fear. Ye are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your mortal bodies. Oh, we know what the Lord requires. Those that have much forgiven, much is required. And we are to live under him. Oh, we are to deny self and take up our cross and follow him. I come so very short. And yet, God does give one that desire and exercise to spend and be spent in his name. And as we go about up and down across the land, preaching the gospel, oh, we hope we know it as we've read it, the gospel of your salvation as we go before the people. But oh, what we need is the Spirit to apply, the Spirit to seal the blessing in precious souls, and thus God will get all the glory then. Oh, when the benefit is ours, oh, may we ever be exercised to desire me all the glory thine. Friends, to really be led to come to the foot of the cross, and to stand in wonder and amazement that our dear beloved Lord and Saviour gave his own life a ransom for us. Oh, to pay the price, to redeem us, buy us back to God. Redemption by price paid. The blood of God, the blood of Christ shed. The payment God alone can accept. And payment God cannot once require, once at our bleeding shorty's hands and then again at mine. It means, friends, if you know it and have the seal of it, you are safe for time and eternity. This is what it means. Now, is there anything in your life more important than that? No, 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 there never can be. No, this is what is most important. The greatest importance is upon this, if the Spirit is teaching you, oh, to know my Jesus, crucified, by far excels all things beside. And I believe it will cause you to be willing to hold everything else in a much looser hand then. Oh, all earthly good I count but loss, and triumph in my Saviour's cross. Friends, I do not want to be left to any wrong fleshly boasting, but oh, my humble boast I trust is a bleeding Saviour, seen by faith. That's where my hope is, in what he has done, how he shed his blood. And we can say, I believe, he has not shed his blood in vain, bought with a price. Oh, the great price, but the Father well pleased, and us poor guilty sinners as we were under the law of God and made to feel it, oh, accept it in God's beloved Son, so we live in prospect of that eternal inheritance, incorruptible, undefiled, that fadeth not away. The apostle says, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation. We live with prospect. This world is not our home, but we look forward. We look forward with that sweet anticipation of heaven, that sweet expectation of joys to come when we see the Lord as he is. You say, I'll praise him as I ought. But oh friends, may we never forget the vital import of the fact God requires praise from us here. Oh, we think of it. Those lines, praise my soul, the King of heaven. To his feet I tribute bring, ransomed, healed, restored, forgiven. Who like me his praise should sing? We know the Lord has blessed that theme here to our dear young friend who we love much in God's holy name. And he can bless it again. He can bless and go on to bless. And this is what we pray for you dear people here at Swavesey, that the Lord will bless you indeed, enlarge your coast, and so favour you together and personally. Oh, that he might have the glory, but you know the benefit, the favour. And oh, that you might know the holy peace that flows into the soul when a soul is favoured to believe to the saving of their soul, when Christ is so precious. The Father, oh, he's adored. Think of our natural child. I think of some of our daughters, one of our daughters particularly, she delights in her father, and I don't say that to praise myself, I'm a sinner, but I know what she feels, and we have natural love in that way to our children. It's very sad when we see them go in their way, their own way, but oh, thinking of the natural figure, of the delight of a son or a daughter in his father. But oh, think of it, the child of God. O Lord, I would delight in thee, and on thy care depend, to thee in every trouble flee. My best, my only friend, this is the way to live, friends. When all created streams are dried, thy fullness is the same. May I with this be satisfied and glory in thy name. To so love God our Father, to know his love to us, to be made to the praise of his glory who first trusted in Christ. And oh, when we so honour our Father, God our Father, this Son is honoured too. And oh, that favour then, to be blessed with communion, fellowship with God through the mediator's blood. So we live in the favour and blessing of the Lord, the blessing of the Lord that maketh rich, and he addeth no sorrow. There's a lot of sorrow in this vale of tears, but in spiritual things, spiritual favour, God addeth no sorrow. It's joy and peace in believing. May we know it more and more. May each one of you, joy and peace in believing, and especially with, as God enables us, to show forth his praise, to live unto him. Oh, to have that peace, joy and peace in believing, that comes with the favour of the conscience, so set at ease under the enabling grace of God, as we are favoured to be doers of the word and not hearers only. May the Lord thus bless us, bless many yet, and get to his honour and glory. Oh, all the praise. Amen.
The collections last Lord's Day amounted to £700, for which we're very thankful. God willing, there'll be a prayer meeting tomorrow evening with an address by Mr. Robert Field. Mr. Izzard is expected to preach on Tuesday evening, and Mr. Chapman again next Lord's Day. The collections next Lord's Day are for Christian Concern and the Christian Legal Centre. Let us now close with hymn number 1000. Ye tempted and tried, to Jesus draw nigh. He suffered and died your wants to supply. Trust him for salvation, you need not to grieve. There's no condemnation to them that believe. Hymn number 1000.
Forgive anything they have seen amiss, to own and bless thy word. We commend to thee, Lord, the friends here. Come up with them tomorrow evening, Lord, and on Tuesday evening. Oh, may we know that favour to be prepared to come to them again next Lord's Day, if it be thy will. We do remember those that have lost loved ones, Lord, especially remembering one lost her mother recently. Oh, may she know the comfort of thy love. Lord, thou knowest we do pray and beg of thee. Thou mightest so be with us, uphold, keep, lead us on, lead us in the way everlasting. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit, abide with us. Amen.